This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number one for Tuesday, August 1st. I'm Adam Pulishotti. At the start of the new month and the new marketing year, the ICE Futures canola market is falling further below the $800 per ton mark despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Rain and thunderstorms are in the forecast today for growing areas in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, as well as northern Alberta. Chicago soil is slightly down, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are mixed. Strategy Grains has cut its European Union rapeseed forecast to 19.3 million tons of production this year. Crude oil is lower due to a stronger U.S. dollar. The Canadian dollar is down more than half of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The November canola contract is down $7.60 per ton at $776.40. In the U.S., corn is steady to lower, soybeans are up, but wheat is mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly crop conditions for the national corn crop was 55% good to excellent as of July 30th, down 2 points from the week before. Minnesota had the largest decline, down 7 points to 47%. 84% of the U.S. corn crop was silking compared to 68% the week before and the 82% five-year average. 29% was in the dough stage, in line with the average. In the first 4 days of its corn dollar program, which runs until the end of August, Argentina took in 2.4 million tons. The price paid to the producer increased to $125 U.S. per metric ton. The September corn contract is unchanged at $5.04 U.S. per bushel. Crop conditions for U.S. soybeans were down 2 points to 52% good to excellent, with Minnesota having the largest decline by 8 points to 48%. 83% of the U.S. crop is blooming, while 50% are setting pods, both figures slightly above the five-year average. China bought 132,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans on Monday, while also auctioning off more than 120,400 tons from state reserves, 38% of offered volume. The September soybean contract is up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.81. The November contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.41. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 80% harvested as of July 30th. Meanwhile, spring wheat ratings went down more than expected by 7 points to 42% good to excellent, with North Dakota down 10 to 44% and Minnesota down 20 to 54%. The spring wheat crop has been 2% harvested. Croatia has agreed with Ukraine to let the latter transport grain through Croatian ports on the Danube River. Interfax said Russia imported a record 4.4 million tons of wheat in July, 50% more than last year. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.53. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.07. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.58. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.